Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's welcome to the show the former girlfriend of Donald Trump and Janie Lane. This is Roanne Brewer Lane. Roanne, how are you, Punkin?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. I see you probably have a very busy day. I think it's very noble what you're doing, going ahead and trying to straighten out the liberal media who are trying to talk bad about Donald Trump.
Well, I appreciate that. It's been a firestorm. I didn't expect it, but I'm definitely standing behind what I believe and what I know. So,
what was the biggest thing that was misconstrued? What did they take out of context, or what did they try to make you look like you said that you didn't actually say?
Well, they essentially spun everything that I said. They came to me and told me that he was looking like the Republican candidate. Probability at that point in time he was not, but he was looking like it was going to be. They came to me and said that they wanted the voters to know him better, especially by women who were close to him, because the press, the negative press that he had with women. And they were going to be interviewing several women, and they just wanted my account of it, and they were going to give an accurate and true account of my time spent with him. And I said fine, because I had a wonderful time with Donald. He was very polite. He was a gentleman. He was thoughtful. He was respectful. I've never felt disrespected or demeaned or anything. So I told my story. They asked me how I met him. I told them that I met him at a party at Mar-a-Lago because I was modeling in Miami. And I spent a lot of time in Tampa, too, by the way. But I met him, and I didn't really want to go to the party because I was busy working. But when I met him, I found him to be very endearing, very true, natural, funny. He was a good guy. I never had a bad time with him. He was very respectful, like I said. He was generous, thoughtful. He asked a lot of questions. He was inquisitive. He listened well. He was just a really good guy, and that's what I told the Times. And when I read the piece, and I asked him several times, too. I spent a lot of time with the gentleman. You have to realize that, hours of interviews and then photo shoots, and they
right.
told me how elegant the piece was going to be. Telling me that the piece is elegant and they really like it and that I'm going to like it. And then when I read it and it says, moments, what did it say? Within moments of meeting the young model, Donald Trump is trying to get her out of her clothes.
Yeah, it said that he had to go change into a bathing suit and probably splashing around the pool. And they wrote it to make it seem like he was a creep.
Yeah, absolutely. And they said that he paraded me around the party. This is exactly what I said to them. I said that we met, we started talking. I found him very endearing. We had a very natural conversation. We started talking about the architecture of the Mar-a-Lago. And we were walking around through it. I was one of the older models. I was 26.
And he was probably very happy. He's like, I got a really hot girl, and she's not an idiot. She's talking about architecture.
Right.
And he had a good conversation with her. He probably really liked you.
Well, I believe that he may have. But, yeah, so we were just talking, and again, yeah, we were having a nice conversation. And then when we were going, I was dressed. I wasn't expecting to go to the party, as I said. I wasn't expecting to go. And I really certainly wasn't expecting to find him so interesting and likable. I thought he was going to be this, kind of cocky businessman type of guy. But what a very, very lovely guy. I don't know if any of you have ever met him, but he's very personable, very funny.
Yeah.
And, we just had, a good time. So on the way back outside, he asked me, do you have a swimsuit? Did you want to go swimming? And I said, I didn't bring one. And he said, well, if you like one, we have some. This is the Mar-a-Lago. I'm sure they have a lot of house guests.
Sure.
And things like that. So, I said, sure. I said, sure, I'll grab one and I'll throw one on, and maybe I'll go swimming, maybe I won't, I don't know. But I put one on, and he's a single man, and I was a swimsuit model. And he says, wow, you look gorgeous, so I'm, thank you. So we go out to the party, and he goes, now look at that, the stunning Trump girl. And I laughed, and I said, thank you. And that was the end of it. And the only reason I told the press that was because I was I was flattered by it.
Hey, he took it as a compliment. It was a compliment. And you're right. Yes. I have met him, and he is very charming. I've watched him interact with people, and this is before the candidacy. He's the kind of guy you want to meet him and you want to hang around with him.
Yeah, he's very cool. I mean, that's just a good word for him. He really is cool. He was very cool, calm, collect, confident, and just really, really actually very. I found him to be very sweet and thoughtful. He did a lot of nice things for my mother and for my friends that he never met before. Every woman that I ever encountered with him, he was very respectful to, and you could see that it was heartfelt back. They respected him. So I don't know what happened over the years. I never witnessed anything other than him respecting people, and I know that men liked him as well. He was very well respected.
Now the idea that he might be president, that's got to be odd, because like I know that I have a nice picture with him, and the fact that he could be president now, and I could be like, hey, I hung out with the president.
Right.
You know, you get to look at him on TV and be like, I made sweet love to the president.
It is a little, you know, if people have been bringing that to my attention, like, oh, you could have been the first lady or what have you. Now, we know that I moved on from Donald and I ended up marrying Janie Leigh.
Which I'm equally as impressed with, I got to tell you.
Oh,
that. I love Warren.
I had a 13-year relationship with Janie, and I have a beautiful daughter with him. She's about to go to UNC Chapel Hill. Great college.
Good.
Very proud of her. So, no regrets there. Donald and I, now that this firestorm has hit, and that he actually called me. Now, see, this is the kind of guy he is, real quick. He actually called me personally and directly after the whole firestorm, because we did not talk about any of this. I was just furious with the times. I didn't know that I was going to be called brave or a hero or a spokeswoman or what have you. I just knew that I was mad that they lied to me.
Right.
They told me it wasn't a hit piece. They told me it was elegant. You know how elegant is them saying that he tried to get me out of my clothes and paraded me around like a piece of meat. I mean, that was just really infuriating to me, because that's not what happened.
One of the things that I find so appealing about him, and why I think America likes him, is because now people say, oh, he says things that nobody else wants to say. I think everybody else is saying it. They're just not saying it in the form in which he gets. No man is mad that he wanted to see a hot girl in a bikini. Like, no, the society may look at that as like, oh, he wanted her in a bikini. What a horrible man. But for most men, we're like, yeah, we all would have wished we could have been smooth like that and been like, why don't you try on a bikini?
Good luck with that. I mean, we were models in Miami, and that's what we did for a living.
Yeah.
If that's what they want to, as a matter of fact, I did another interview, and somebody said, what's funny about it is that Donald's not allowed to like women when he's single, and he's not allowed to be rich, and he's not allowed to be outspoken, and he's not allowed to be anything, but you know what? He's successful. He didn't do anything wrong. In my eyes, he was always very respectful, and, I just think it was really great. He himself called me personally and thanked me for sticking up for myself, that I was brave, said that because of me, other women could come forward if they felt like they were misquoted by the Times, and that he, and I do understand his frustration with them. I didn't know much about the New York Times before that. I just believed that they were doing a piece and that they were going to be honest with me.
Right.
And, I wasn't setting out to be any kind of, hero. I just was willing to set the record straight on my behalf. And if Donald has been going through this and other women with them, then if that was the platform, then fine.
Well, that is very honest of you, and very, very nice of you to come forward and do at a time where people are, especially in the next couple of months, they're going to be hopping on the bandwagon to go against him, especially
exactly.
If there's some personal gain in it for them.
Well, and they're going to go after each other. I mean, this is a presidential race. In the history of presidential races, you go for the gut, you
right.
go for the gusto, and they're gonna go for whatever they can go for. If them parading, parading me around, if that's what they want to use the term, which he did not do, if that's what they have on that, it's ridiculous. So,
I have some hard hitting questions that we may need to ask about the future president of the United States. Was Marco Rubio wrong when he insulted his tiny hands?
I knew this was coming.
Giant dong, right? I bet he's got a giant dong.
The only thing I found funny about it was I do recall seeing Donald stand behind the podium looking at his hands going, do I really have tiny hands? That was a funny vision, but no, he's a very passionate person, and we had a great time. He was great in all areas. He's a married man and he has a daughter, so I'm not going to go say anything.
But yeah, you don't have to say. Okay. How about this? Who is better at making sweet love, him or Janie Lane?
Well, I married Janie, so.
Wow.
Oh, all right.
Sweet cherry pie. Look at that. this is Roanne Brewer Lane. She had dated Donald Trump for a little while. She was married to Janie Lane, and she was done wrong by a New York Times article where they misrepresented her and misconstrued her quotes to make it look like she was speaking bad about the Donald, and she was brave enough to come forward and straighten all that out. And I'm happy that you're doing the media tour, because most women also, they like to clam up in these times where we want to know some stuff about the guy that might be running the country. I want to know that I'm in good hands.
Well, yeah, here's the thing. Everything I say is the truth, so I don't have a problem speaking out about it. I feel like it's fair. It's only fair. And that's where I'm coming from. I think he's a good man.
Yeah. What did he do for your mother? You said he helped out your mother and you never even met her.
Yes, he did. The first thing he did was he asked me if he could call my mother and tell her that he was enamored by her daughter. And he called my mom and said, this is the Donald and I'm here with your daughter. She's absolutely beautiful. You did a beautiful job. She's intelligent. My mother was floored. She didn't know I was up in New York with Donald. And then we stepped out because it was Christmas time. So when we stepped out at the parties and the things that I was up there modeling, of course the media jumped all over us and I was all splashed all over every newspaper and magazine. And so that was nice for him to give her a heads up. When he called me at Christmas time, I was at my mother's. He called to speak to my mother first. He's just a gentleman.
Yeah.
He called my mom and then he asked for me. Now, the biggest thing he did that people don't know that I love to tell is that when I was in New York before I was leaving and going back to Miami, some of my girlfriend in Miami, whom he'd never met, her name is Myrna, her dad had a horrible stroke. And she called me in New York and said, Ro, are you still in New York? Are you going to be in New York? And I said, what's wrong? And she said, my dad's had a horrible stroke. He's in New Jersey. I'm flying to New York. I need to get to New Jersey to see him. And I don't know if he's going to, And I said, oh, my gosh, I said, I'm leaving. I'm on my way back to Miami. I have a job tomorrow. But, I don't, what do you want me, what can I do? And Donald said, what's wrong? And I said, my girlfriend, her dad had a stroke, da-da-da. You know what he said? He said, he'd never met this woman before and overheard a conversation. I didn't even come to him with a problem.
Right.
He said, tell her to get on the plane and come to New York. And she can stay here at the Waldorf Astoria. We'll leave the key. We'll leave your key, and she can take your room, and she can stay here. I'll have my helicopter fly her to New Jersey to be by her father's bedside tomorrow.
Oh.
And that's exactly what he did.
I got to be honest with you. I would have slept with him, too. That's a smooth-ass move is what that is.
Yeah.
That is. I mean, you want to do anything for a guy like that.
That's a generous man. That's not a selfish person right there.
So. Well, I like you said, I have had the chance to meet him. I kind of know his son a little bit. I like the guy. And again, I think you coming out and speaking, you had personal knowledge of him. I mean, you're also somebody that could ruin him. You can come out and say, oh, he used to be racist all the time when we were alone together and he used to call me a bit. But you didn't. You're telling the truth. And I think that's certainly going to help.
Oh, well, I always tell the truth. I can guarantee you that. So, yeah.
Wow. Any of those other guys in Warren ever try to hit on you?
No. I had a very good relationship with the guys in Warren. Now they changed a little bit as I was coming in. I came in 1994, the very beginning of 1994. Eric Turner was always one of my favorites, and he was one that always did say, because I was with Danny for 3 years before we married, and because I was busy, he was busy. We were together, we were living together, but Eric was always one that said, "Yeah, if she marries him, he's lucky." So. Mm. I always had a little adoration for Eric, but no, none of them tried to hit on me. They all respect Janie very much.
Well, I like those guys.
His unfortunate demise, his loss to demons is sad, but
He was, the band was cool, and like you, I don't know if you were here, I guess it was about that time in the 90s where they would spend a lot of time in Tampa. They recorded their album down here, and they were here a lot, so we got to know them over the years. They were good, and Janie was a good dude. So, all right, anyway, this is Roanne Brewer Lane. I appreciate you coming on the show and being bold enough to come out and speak the truth after the New York Times article, and I think you may teach them a thing or two about doing that again.
Well, hey, guys, it's my pleasure, and I appreciate you saying that.
All right, Punkin, good talking to you. There you go, Galvin. Janie Lane and Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And who knows who in the middle of that.